Well, this week, the aged care sector is set to be getting a shake-up with the government announcing a royal commission. The Wire's Catherine Andrews with this report.
The government's announced an inquiry into aged care. The announcement came on Monday, hours before an ABC Four Corners story uncovered a system widespread with resident neglect. I spoke to Ian Henschke, Chief Advocate for National Seniors, about what a commission could reveal about the sector.
I think a commission has very strong powers, and one of the things they can do is actually look at where the money is being spent. We know that there are a number of providers out there who say that they haven't got enough money, but we also are hearing from people who work in the aged care sector that they know that there is money there. So we have to sort out what the real issue is.
What would it take for every elderly person to be cared for properly? How much money would it cost, and who should foot the bill?
We know there's 100,000 in the aged care queue waiting for a home care package. We know that that's going to need $3 billion to address that. Then when you look at the money that's needed within the aged care residential sector, people are suggesting there may be another $3 billion there. So you could say it's $6 billion. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money on other things in our society, such as defence, for example. We spend money on things that cost money, but they don't actually provide personal care. So you can actually think about it as saying, well, maybe it's time for us to think about providing extra money.
Do you think the government can afford the amount of care that these people need if every person is cared for properly?
I think what we have to decide as a society is, do we think it's acceptable, the sort of things that we saw on Four Corners? And I would say, no, we don't think those things are acceptable. We think that we should be treating people with dignity, we should be caring for them properly, and it's a matter of finding the money to do it.
Ian Henschke, Chief Advocate for National Seniors. Chief Executive of COTA, Ian Yates, told me the outcomes he says Australia needs as a result of the Royal Commission.
The outcomes we need, firstly, we need the Commission to answer the questions and that to give the Australian community confidence about the future of aged care. Secondly, the Royal Commission needs to give government and the community a clear plan for moving to the future state of aged care. How do we get there? In what steps? By what date? Because we do need a very large amount of money invested in aged care over the next couple of decades, and that will only be invested if there's policy certainty. The Royal Commission will be the independent advisor to government of what that should be, and government should then adopt it.
Chief Executive of the Council of the Ageing, Ian Yates, finishing that report by The Wire's Catherine Andrews.